Run Your Story family. This is Allison Gilliard with Run Your Story, where every story needs to be heard. And you are about to hear a story of determination from not just one person, but a family. And I absolutely love this family. They are one of my favorites, and I've been fortunate enough to get to hang out with them several times, whether at running events or at their house playing cards. Absolutely love the Schneider family, and you are about to hear a beautiful perspective on being determined through the diagnosis of Parkinson's, both from the perspective of the caretaker, through John, who's the caretaker of his wife, Amy, and then they have their daughter, Chrissy, who is also a yoga instructor and has seen so many great benefits with yoga and Parkinson's, and is such an advocate for her family. And if you've not heard Chrissy's run story, you should definitely go check it out. It's in previous episodes, because Chrissy has such an amazing heart for this running community and for her family. And I absolutely love this family, and you're going to hear how much John loves his wife and how Amy is so dependent upon him to keep her encouraged, because as Amy shares, there are days that she doesn't want to go work out. She just wants to be on the couch. And who can relate to that? We all can, because there are hard days. And it was a beautiful reminder that some days are harder for others, and you just keep going. And that's what I got from Amy, John, and Chrissy, is that you keep going. You are determined to make it through the day. And again, this family is such an amazing family. They give back so much to our community, especially the running community, as both Chrissy and John have volunteered at running events to give out water and be cheerleaders. And they're such great encouragers for the running community. And as Amy, I've gotten to spend time with her when she's come out and trained with us. While we run, she rides her bike and does yoga with us. And again, just another beautiful reminder of how important community is. And again, another takeaway that I got from the Schneider family is community is core, and that is beautiful. It's core for all of us, whether you're beating cancer or dealing with Parkinson's or living with another disease, whatever it is, your community is core, and they help you get through that. And wow, you guys are about to be blown away, and I absolutely love and appreciate the Schneiders. They're also great advocates for Parkinson's, and they have such a great event coming up on April 13th that I'm so excited to be able to share with you guys. You guys can check out the Parkinson's page. You can also check out Chrissy's page, and you can also check out the Run Your Story social media page, because it will have everything about the Parkinson's event as well. And again, thank you to Amy, John, and Chrissy for your story, for your beautiful hearts, and for what you're doing for this community. And keep up the fight, my friends. All right, guys, get ready, get set, and go run with my friend, the Schneider family. I've been so looking forward to this, because you guys and Chrissy is here to vouch for me, one of my favorite couples ever. So I talk about how great you guys are. We talked about in podcasts how cool you guys are. And so thank you for letting me share your story. I'm very honored.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. So we're here because Parkinson's. Yeah. So let's talk about, how did that diagnosis come about?
In the year 2014, and it was in October, I think it was October 28th, I was diagnosed. I have it down pat. The doctor told me that after several diagnoses before that, that it was Parkinson's. Mm. Before that, I had a tremor in my little pinky. It would just constantly have a little tremor. And
they called it an essential tremor.
Yeah, they said it's an essential tremor.
It took a while before they saw more symptoms and knew it was Parkinson's.
Mm, okay.
Now, it was about 2 years later that what led me to think it was probably Parkinson's events, that my muscles started getting very stiff. And that's one of the things of Parkinson's. So the doctor said, yes, I think you have Parkinson's. Let's put you on some medication. And once he put me on that medication, oh my goodness, I felt so much better.
Mm.
So that was the clue. I had Parkinson. Mm. So that was 2014, and this is 2024. So it's been almost 10 years since I was diagnosed.
Let's talk about, what are some things that you've learned, especially movement-wise, with Parkinson's?
They say that your medicine and exercise are the two most important things to get through Parkinson's.
Mm.
And that's what I do. I exercise almost every day. I go to a program called Rock Steady Boxing here in Mobile. I actually started it up in Montgomery. And it's been 6 years since I've been doing it. It's a great program. It helps with their tremors and their stiffness and coordination.
Yeah, balance.
Balance. It's a great program.
It keeps you moving, yeah.
It really is a good program. And it does. It does keep you moving. Here in Mobile, it's a hour-long program. It's at SAD over on University Boulevard. And there are five classes. I think there are five classes. And
every class has 10-ish people in
it.
And they're all different levels, too.
Okay.
They're the levels where you are on a walker level right before you go on to a walker or a wheelchair. And then there's the level where people have just been diagnosed. And they're pretty far.
I want to brag on mom for a moment because she's 10 years in. She's in the most active level of people who are just diagnosed because she's been working hard. Wow. And it's a gift that it hasn't progressed very quickly, but also she's worked really hard and exercised. And so, yeah, she's still in that newly diagnosed level, even though she's probably one of you've had it the longest than anybody in there, right?
In my group.
In your group, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to share a funny story, and you may know where the story is going to go. We were out, you'd come out and brought your bike while we were training for a race. And then we did yoga with Chrissy, and we were sitting around doing these poses, and Chrissy said a pose, and you looked at Chrissy and you said, "No, I'm not." And I thought that was the best thing, because I saw Chrissy's face.
Cool.
And I was like, "Oh, Mom just said no. Can I do what Mom said?"
That was one of those poses where you had to be very flexible. There's no way I could do that.
And that was a Chrissy move. But that also leads into how instrumental Chrissy's been with yoga, because I know you guys have done some one-on-one stuff. So how has yoga helped with Parkinson's?
Yoga.
Balance.
Big thing with balance. It also helps stretch your muscles. I mean, you can exercise as hard as you want, cardiovascular and strength training, but you really need to stretch those muscles as well. And yoga really helps with that.
Because in Parkinson's, rigidity and muscle stiffness is one of the key hallmark symptoms.
Yeah.
And so we exercise and the next day we're like, "Oh man, I feel really stiff and tight and sore."
Sure.
That you told me that's what it feels like, but all the time, like no extra. And so yoga, stretching, just if we're really sore after a workout and we're like, "Okay, I need to do some stretching," that helps you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in Parkinson's, that rigidity.
Right. If you don't take your medicine, if you don't exercise, that's what you'll have all the time. And you walk around like a tin man.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah. How
active were you prior to your diagnosis of Parkinson's?
Pretty active.
Okay.
I didn't do sports in high school or anything, but I used to always swim. I swam on swim teams until I got into high school. And my dad was military, so we moved all the time. And I remember moving up to Natick, Massachusetts, and the kids heard I was on swim team back at South Carolina. And they tried their hardest to get me to join. And I said, "Okay, well, what's the schedule?" "Well, you have to be at the pool at 5:00 in the morning." I said, "No, I'm not." So that was the end of my swim in a competitive way. But
I've never heard that story.
And now she takes her first pill at 5:00 in the morning. So he can go on his swim team then.
I go back to sleep after I take my pill.
We were pretty active. Growing up, we walked, we hiked, we biked. I wouldn't say we were structured active. Now, we go to the gym, mom goes to Rocksteady. I don't think we were that level of structured active, but I mean, we moved. We were active.
Yeah. Which leads me into another thing. You guys work out together as a family.
Yes.
How fun is that?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Fun.
Yeah.
Chrissy's a lot further in than John and I, but I'm really proud of John.
Yeah.
He's really doing great.
How many push-ups can you do now?
Well, let me tell a story. Sixth grade, and he chose the elementary school. I won the push-up contest. I had 28 push-ups. And a year ago, just when we were about to start this exercise class, I said, well, let me see how many push-ups I can do. I couldn't do one. Mm. So I'm back up to about 15 now.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to get to 28.
You can win that competition again.
Well, I think everybody else is probably way ahead. I'll be back. Yeah. But it really has been valuable to me to build up my strength and muscles. Mm.
And balance. His balance has improved, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mom, they call her the queen at our gym. Because she comes in and she's like, turn that fan on. And they're, oh, I turn it on. And then and then she's, this is too easy. So they make it harder. And yeah. She's quite intense.
And you guys work with a personal trainer, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rachel over at Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Personal fit. You interviewed her a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
So yeah, work with her. And then she has some people work for her. And so it just depends on the day.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
What's been your most fun activity there?
At Thrive?
Yeah.
Probably having Chase as our personal trainer. Because called us the king, and he called John the king and called me the queen. So we called him the royal jester.
What? So does that mean you're a princess?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. And Rachel, oh my goodness, Rachel really gives us a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough, mm-hmm. but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first week or two that we were there, they were down on the floor doing planks and stuff. And I'm like, aren't they too old for that? But I was like, well, the trainers know what they're doing. But yeah, they're doing the same level of stuff that me or you or anybody would do. Like, yeah.
We're just doing it a lot slower.
Let's talk about how important it is for you to be at your best because you're a caregiver.
That is important. Because I have to be there to help Amy if she falls or anything. Also, to just encourage her if she doesn't feel like going to exercise class. Give her a push to get her going.
Mm.
And it can be a struggle. We have a support group for our Parkinson's patients, but we also have a support group at SAD for the caregivers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Meets once a month.
Mm.
And it's interesting. We tell each other what's going on, and it really helps encourage you to keep doing things.
Mm. Yeah, put a plug in for SAD because they've got the Rock Steady program, plus they've also got the support group for the Parkinson's patients. We meet once a month, and then they have the support group for the caregivers that meets once a month. So and really that, thankful.
And that's all led by the Parkinson's Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Parkinson's Foundation has been huge for us because they have so much literature online, but also you can order books for free. Like they have little booklets, like one's all about meds and Parkinson's, one's all about exercise and Parkinson's. And we've read a lot of their literature and this is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The information that they have online, but then also they have different regional support groups. Like Mom has connected with doctors or like when she was talking about switching medication a year or two ago and wanted to know about the medication because she didn't know anybody who had taken that medication. And so the Parkinson's Foundation, the regional, Stacy, she's in charge of our region. Stacy connected Mom with, she knew of another patient who was taking that medication. So Mom was able to connect and they were able to chit chat. And yet she was able to, because it's different. Talking to your doctor about medication, yes, the doctor has their doing, but then talking to a patient who's taking it is different.
Sure.
And so the Parkinson's Foundation helped them connect so that she could get her questions answered from a patient. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Parkinson's Foundation is a really great organization.
Stacy's really good. Can we rephrase that part about Parkinson's Foundation and Rocksteady? Not really. I asked Rachel today, she's our coach at Rocksteady. I asked her how Rocksteady is connected to the Parkinson's Foundation. She said, technically, it isn't connected. They just help us out. They give us the grant to use different things. The Parkinson's Association of Alabama is the one who funds scholarships for Rocksteady.
Oh, that's
no, but the Parkinson's Foundation, do they host a support group or do they?
Yes. It does the caregiver support group.
Okay.
And different resources that the boxers need.
So when you were diagnosed with Parkinson's, did they go ahead and set you up with the Parkinson's Foundation or how did that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It took about 3 or 4 years for you to connect with other Parkinson's patients.
I know what we did in Montgomery. We started going to the Parkinson's group at Fraser Methodist Church.
Methodist Church, yes.
They had a group there of Parkinson's patients, a support group. And it was through them that they would bring in different speakers and everything.
Wow, okay.
And one of the speakers was Leigh Ann, who started the Rocksteady in Montgomery. And when I found that out, I signed up as soon as I could and started with them.
Okay. So, Chrissy, let's talk about when you work with your mom who has Parkinson's, because you are a yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. How do you program for her? Is that different than what you would program for a runner?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because moms, she still has really good balance. Mm-hmm. She works hard to have good balance and to be strong. And so I don't modify a whole lot for you.
She just tells you no.
Yeah. She'll straight up be like, I don't want to. And it'll depend on the day too, because some days she'll be like, we need to stay on the floor. Or so usually I'll ask her, like, what do you want to work on? What do you want to do? And then I'll just come up with something on the spot.
Okay.
For her based off of that. So yeah, I guess it is different. But it's more based off of the one-on-one. What are you feeling? Do you feel like balancing? We don't really do any balancing unless we have a chair or something that we can hold on to.
Okay.
That would probably be the biggest difference.
So obviously you have some really good days and you have some really bad days. So what does a bad day look like?
A bad day is when I just have no energy. The medicines don't really work. And I sit in that chair over there and...
Why me?
But I get over it. And then John, he's a great caregiver.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But I do try to encourage her.
He does take a lot of flack from me. I will say that because Parkinson's does mess with your head.
Sure.
But he's great at supporting me. He really is.
Dad's learned how to cook banana bread. He's really good at cooking banana bread. I think the only thing you cooked when I was growing up was pancakes. And they're really good.
Every Saturday morning.
Yeah. But now I'm over here and half the time it's like, oh, Dad made that. And yeah, so he's learned to be a pretty good cook.
Yeah.
For certain things.
What does a good day look like for you?
A good day. I'm feeling great. The medicines work. I'm not stiff. I don't have tremors. I can get things done. We can go out and do something. And I enjoy exercising. When I have a bad day, exercising is a little bit harder. There are more and more good days because I do exercise a lot. And that is so important. Can't stress that enough. As I said before, the two most important things for a Parkinson's patient is to take your medicine and to exercise. Mm-hmm. And exercise as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, our family arranges our schedule around mom's medication schedule. But that's the way we live life now. But if you don't know somebody with Parkinson's, it's really important that Parkinson's patients take their medications at the same time, the prescribed time, every day, on time. And so just realizing if you know somebody with Parkinson's, helping them to be consistent with their medications and is if you need to rearrange schedules or whatever so that they can do that, it's really helpful to them. Because would you agree?
Same. Yeah. It is very helpful.
The timing of medication matters.
Yeah. So the pill schedule really drives your meal schedule.
Okay.
If anybody wants to invite us out for lunch, they better be ready for 2:00 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So, this is why when people ask me for lunch, I'm always like, what time? And people think that's a weird question. But in my life, lunch could be 10:00 lunch, 12:00 lunch, or 2:00 lunch.
Wow.
Like, those are all very reasonable lunch times in our life.
Of course, absolutely.
And 5:00 in the morning, but nobody invites me.
Correct you on that. 6:00. I have to wait an hour. Take it at 5 and 6.
Oh, okay.
I know you're still asleep.
What is something that you guys have grown to appreciate through Parkinson's?
John, I've appreciated John. And Chrissy, especially Chrissy moving down here. With us. We moved down here to be with my parents, to help my parents. And then Chrissy followed along, moved down here to be with us, to help us as we age.
It's the circle of life.
No, I've really grown to really appreciate family. And John's parents have passed away. How long has it been since your parents have passed?
2014, 10 years.
Yeah, so I think about our relationship with them. Yeah, his parents are just, they were the most wonderful, loving people I've ever met. And I think back on it now, and I'm like, man, I wish we'd moved out here earlier when they were still alive so we could have gotten together with them a little bit more. But you don't realize things until they're gone.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
I think for me, just the power of exercise, power of taking time every day to move and to be intentional, to be a good steward of your body. I think it's funny, Mom, because I think you're stronger and more fit now than you were 10 years ago. Even as this disease is doing weird things to your body, you are more fit. The power of exercising daily, there is power in that. That's what I've come to really appreciate and learn.
Yeah. And I would say my walk with the Lord has gotten a lot closer. But you ask those questions, why me?
Sure.
So, and I realize as a Christian, you're going to have trials and tribulations, and this is definitely a trial for us. But I look at the Bible, I read the Word, and I see the promises that God has given us, and that helps me get through it sometimes. So I really appreciate the fact that John, he loves the Lord, and he's pretty active at church. I can sometimes go, sometimes I can't, because it's hard if we're busy all week, and then Sunday comes around, and I have to be out the door at 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I can make that.
Especially on Saturdays, we go a lot over to spend the day with Amy's dad and Spanish Fort.
And we love doing that.
We do. Sure. But if it's too much, it does keep Amy from going on Sunday.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we both had our health issues, and I would say that we're healthier now than we were back then, like Chrissy said.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, after I retired from the Air Force, I let myself go. And it took diabetes and heart condition to help me lose 30 pounds.
Wow.
So if you can imagine me a lot bigger than I am now. But
yeah. It's never too late to start caring for your body.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have taught me that. No.
John, for those that don't know, I've worked a water station with you, and you've worked several different water stations with Port City Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
But those that don't know, you are a hoot. You're so fun. So you guys dress in Hawaiian shirts for that one, for that water station. So thank you for being a great volunteer.
Well, thank you. I've always enjoyed it. I just wish I had energy and time to do more.
Speaking of water stations, this would be a great chance to talk about moving day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So April is Parkinson's Awareness Month.
Okay.
Which is so kind of you to allow us to be on the podcast for that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you very much. Moving Day is sponsored by the Parkinson's Foundation. It's an opportunity to raise money for the Parkinson's Foundation. And that money is used for various things like the publications that if you have Parkinson's, you can call them and say, can you please send me information about such and such, and they've got booklets on everything about Parkinson's, and it's free to people with Parkinson's, and they provide, well, they do the caregiver support group at SAD, and there's just a whole bunch of things that Parkinson's Foundation does. So,
and it's not just Mobile, Stacy's the Parkinson's Foundation for
the Gulf Coast.
The Gulf Coast.
Okay.
It's a national organization, and they have different regional chapters.
In Mobile, it's going to be on April 13th. It's a Saturday, and it starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's just about till 12. And what they'll do is they will have us walk a mile. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's just a short little mile right there at SAD on University. And we walk down to where the hospice. Have you all seen the hospice building down there?
Mm-hmm.
We walk down towards that, and then we come right back up again. That's our walk for moving day that day. And they also have a lot of
vendors.
That's right, vendors there.
That's how we actually learned more about the medication that she switched to.
Wow.
So they have a lot of Parkinson's-specific vendors, like pharmacological reps and different things. Yeah.
And then think about the awards for people who...
Because it's a fundraiser.
Sure.
If you want to donate, our club is the 1300 club because it's the 1 o'clock class, and we would love to beat the other class.
Okay.
So if you want to donate, we'll give you a link. You can put it in
address. Absolutely.
And if you want to donate to the 1300 club.
Love it.
We would appreciate.
So is this open to the public so people can come out and walk with Parkinson patients?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. It's open to the public. Because you say for most runners, or even when people get started, sometimes a mile, if you have a bad run, you're like, oh, man, that's the longest mile ever. Or sometimes when you're finishing a half marathon and stuff around, like, that's the longest mile ever. Shout out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. But for Parkinson's patients, a mile may seem like a really long ways.
It is.
Right?
Some, yeah. The summit is. Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kudos for getting out there and doing that when, as you've shared, you may not even feel like getting out and doing it.
Right.
It's a great day. Last year, we had a great time there.
Our team got third place last year. So
we started out strong.
And the fundraising, not the mile.
I'm not a race.
That'll be so mean.
Actually, we started out fundraising earlier than anybody else. And we did really good. But unfortunately, as we were doing good and they saw our contributions going up, the Southern team said, we can beat that.
Oh,
and they can,
did, but
man,
it's good.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that competitive edge.
Sure.
Outdo them.
So this year, the 1300 Club is going to win.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
I got to know, are y'all making t-shirts for this? They for the 1300 Club?
Oh. I don't know. I have to ask Rachel.
We haven't thought about that.
They have t-shirts at moving day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, they did have t-shirts. Just for, but I don't know whether or not our team, the 1300 Club, is going to have their own t-shirt.
I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do, too.
I'll have to ask Rachel.
She'll probably say, okay, church,
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. So if people want to donate, obviously, there's ways that they can donate. If they want to come to the Parkinson's Foundation Moving Day, you said that is
April 13th.
And do they need to register or anything for this?
Just show up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If they want to be a part of a team, they can register. On this, what do they call that? QR.
Okay.
And that'll lead you right to it. And I think this one will specifically lead you to the 1300 Club. And if you want to donate, you'll notice if you go further down on that website, you'll see the participants' names and everything.
Okay.
You should donate under Amy Schneider so that she gets all the accolades.
Well, you also notice that I'm not in that picture of the team, which I'm really sad I wasn't in it. But that was when I had carpal tunnel surgery, so I wasn't really participating at that particular time.
It is a great organization donate to.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't fundraise we don't go around being like, donate to this place, donate to this place. But the Parkinson's Foundation, we've really benefited from the Parkinson's Foundation. And so that's an organization that we really support and would encourage people to donate toward because it has been very helpful for our family. And if somebody is newly diagnosed with Parkinson's or they are wondering, they're like, maybe this is Parkinson's or they know somebody with Parkinson's, bring them or come. And yeah, this is really helpful to be connected to other people who have Parkinson's. I noticed a change once mom and dad started going to the support group and then mom joined Rack Steady, which was, what, 3 or 4 years after she was diagnosed? I noticed a shift in the attitude and for the better once they were connected with other people who were in the same boat. Yeah. And I was living far away in Virginia at that point. So we talked maybe once a week and I could even tell the shift that we were from living far away. Yeah.
Wow.
So being connected with other people is really important.
Community is crucial.
Yeah. Funny how the Lord knew that and put it into his word.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are some goals that you guys have, maybe individually, but also as a family? Parkinson's isn't stopping you, Amy. Yeah. So what is something that you hope to either continue to do or you're like, you know what, I have a goal to be able to do this?
Well, continue the exercise. And then I guess my next goal is I like to quilt. Mm-hmm. And I make baby quilts.
Oh.
So get those all done. Or I can't do it at all. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. And then I guess we have a goal as a family to try to get together with Mark and Lauren and Chris. Get all of us together. They live out in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So once a year, we're going to try to get the whole family together and spend time together.
Yeah.
Just to explain, Mark and Lauren are our son and daughter-in-law. And we have a 19-month-old grandson named Luke that we're excited about. So we can't wait till June. We're all going to get together out in Idaho. And that kind of encourages you when you have things like that.
Sure.
Actually, they were here visiting us last weekend, and we were excited.
Especially the grandson.
Yeah.
Mark and Lauren. The grandson. Well, Mark and Lauren, we're excited about y'all, too.
It's about priority.
No, it's true. It's slowly shifting of, oh, we're going to visit Mark and Lauren, and now it's, we're going to visit Luke and Mark and Lauren.
I love that. Is there anything else that you want somebody to know that either is a family member or like a caregiver for Parkinson's or that has Parkinson's that you guys, what is some advice you would give them?
Exercise every day. Mm-hmm. Try to keep a positive attitude and know that you will have days when it's very hard to keep a positive attitude and have a lot of support around you. If you can do that's really, that'll help you get through it. Mm.
And that is important, the support, just developing relationships and having somebody to encourage you. I think for a single person, it can be hard unless you have family around, but even if you don't, come to the support group and you'll meet people that will help you.
And everybody's got important. Their own idea, or some people have experienced things differently than you have, and they may have a great idea on how to take care of a problem that you're suddenly dealing with that you never would have thought of. Because our support group, one time, they've done it twice. Usually they have somebody come in and talk to you about different things. But one month, we didn't have anybody come in, and instead we went around and asked questions. Well, what do you do about this? What do you do about that? And a lot of the people really liked that because it gave them ideas as to how to solve some problems they were having. Mm. So find a support group, too.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing. Build your team. Mm-hmm. Like, find a good doctor, but also...
Oh, yes. Find a good doctor.
Yeah, find a good neurologist. And the best way to do that is to talk to other Parkinson's patients. Mm. And what's the experience of this doctor? Who do you recommend? Mm. But then your team is not just your doctor. Your team is your caregivers, the people who live with you, your friends, your community, the other people with Parkinson's, and a health coach and a personal trainer. Yeah, build a good team because healthcare is, for when you have a chronic disease, it's a team sport.
Sure.
But you can't do it alone. Yeah.
Mm, that's good. A team sport.
Yeah. We'll go to the Parkinson's. We all go to her Parkinson's appointments twice a year together. Mm. And beforehand, we write down all the questions that we have. Like, this is new. This is not new. These are our questions. And then mom sits there and asks the questions. I take notes. Dad jumps in with, hey, forgot this. Like, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
You can't do it alone and do it well. You need a team with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So I wanted to show you on that, when you go to that QR, you can come to the team page.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to the team page, you can join our team. If you want to donate, you come down here. And you see, these are the team members, and you can donate. See, Eddie's already gotten $200.
Wow. Way to go, Eddie.
We got to catch up with Eddie.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Eddie.
They're all to get you, Eddie.
Donate to anybody, because it really goes to a good cause. It really does.
Yeah. As long as it's somebody on the 1300 Club.
Oh, yes, somebody on the 1300 Club. Hashtag 1300 Club.
Yeah. Please don't do the bad dudes. Oh.
Sorry, guy. You got to beat the bad dudes. There's a lot of name calling going on.
That's the name of the team.
What's also cool about the Rocksteady program here is that anybody who wants to just come and see what Rocksteady is all about, you can come give us a call and we'll connect you up with mom and you can go and do Rocksteady and just see what it's about. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. If you have the opportunity to go to a Rocksteady class and just see everybody working, I would encourage you to give it. Because then you see, this is actually making a huge impact on people. Which Rocksteady and Parkinson's Foundation are different organizations, but Parkinson's Foundation gives grants to help support the Rocksteady program here. Yeah.
And actually, John comes with me and he works out for the first part of it.
Mm. Okay.
The first half, they do exercises, and then the second half, they do the boxing.
He doesn't want to box. He doesn't want to box. He says, you can beat up other people. You can defend him.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's good exercise, and I get a lot out of it, too.
And then sometimes when Chrissy has off, John will stay home, and Chrissy will go with me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And my sisters come into town, and she'll go with me. And her boys came with me one time.
So. Luke even went. The grandkid went all the time.
He sat sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are a terrific family. I also have to say, you guys are definitely card sharks. Not out there. So you gotta watch when you play cards with these guys. I know. Yeah, that Chrissy, you gotta watch out, Marsh.
I can't help it if I'm good at cards.
Okay. I wanna say thank you for sharing your story. You guys are so inspiring.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a true honor. Like I said, like you guys are a favorite set of parents of mine and just love and adore you. And thank you for not only being a voice, but sharing your story and also bringing light to Parkinson's. And as you said, movement is medicine and it's a team sport, community. I love that. So,
no, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What a beautiful story of how important movement is for all of us. And I appreciate Amy sharing that. And I also appreciate the perspective that Chrissy got, that she feels like her mom is stronger now than she's ever been. And that's with the diagnosis of Parkinson's. And I think that is such a great lesson for all of us, that no matter the devastating news that may come our way, we can be stronger than that. And that is such a good reminder and such a great perspective, because life is hard, but we can be stronger. And I just, so good. And so appreciative of John and his perspective as a caretaker and how he has to be healthy to be able to take care of Amy. And as Amy wants to be there for her grandson and wants to be there for her family and not miss a beat. And I love that. I love that what she's doing is so crucial. And again, as I said, shout out to SAD and to the Parkinson's Foundation for finding different ways to keep patients moving with Parkinson's. I think that is genius. And I so appreciate, again, community coming together and saying, how can we make something available for Parkinson's patients? You know, like that is just absolutely incredible. And so I really hope you guys come out and support not only the Schneider family, but also our community that has Parkinson's, because they need to know that they matter too, and that they are part of the community. And I hear it all the time, I will run until I can't anymore. And this could very much one day be our story. And so my hope and dream is that everyone has a place in the running community, even with Parkinson's. And that's what I took away from that. So thank you, Schneider family. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for sharing all the things that have helped you guys. And I know that you are inspiring so many others, especially even on the hard days when you don't want to get up and get going, and when some days are harder than others, that you're determined to make it through the day. And that is, wow, just absolutely incredible. And again, thank you so much, Gray. He actually was sitting in the podcast with us, Gray Gilliard from Gilliard Tech Services, to be able to hang out with us. And again, it's such a great family to be able to hang out with. And he didn't want to miss this podcast, so it was so fun. And so thank you so much for editing and for being a part of this journey with the Schneiders. It was really incredible and such a great night together. And also with Fighting With Hope, they help survivors who are beating cancer and are in that moment, in that dark place. And they bring boxes that are filled with hope and filled, again, with things that can help our brothers and sisters that are battling cancer. And so, again, another beautiful thing out of darkness. And so definitely encourage you guys to go check out Fighting With Hope, and hope that you give a box. And it is at no cost to those battling cancer. So if you know somebody, definitely support a box for them. Get them a Fighting With Hope box. Definitely check them out on social media and their website. And again, thank you to Mars Hill for always giving us a safe place to be able to record and be able to share our stories, no matter how difficult they are. They believe in the running community. They believe that we all have a story to tell and that all of our stories matter. Our Patreon supporters, you make this podcast possible. Could not do this without you. You guys are absolutely amazing, and we hope that this podcast makes you proud with every story that comes out, and know that that is because of you guys. Thank you to our Run Your Story family of listeners, and I hope that you like, share, and comment this story, because it is so important, and you never know who just got the diagnosis of Parkinson's, who will get that diagnosis of Parkinson's, or who's been battling, and they just need a little extra encouragement, and this podcast could do that. So thank you again to the Schneider family. You guys are one of my favorites. I absolutely love you, and one day we'll beat you guys at card games. That's my goal. You guys are absolutely phenomenal, and
keep up the determining spirit, because you guys are such a light, and I appreciate you guys so much and what you do. And again, John, thank you so much for your service to our country. You're just an absolutely phenomenal human being. And Amy, you are just such a beautiful spirit, and you raised such an incredible daughter who is like one of my absolute favorite humans. So love the Snyder family, big fan, and you guys should get to know them. Absolutely get to know them. So definitely hope to see you guys April 13th with the Parkinson Foundation, and let's go walk with our friends with Parkinson's. Until then, guys, go lace up your running shoes, go hit the pavement, and go run your story, because every story needs to be heard.